Brahmana, Pashyati Brahmana, Shrinoti Brahmanain Vedam Sarva, Sarvam Anubhavati. It is stated there that when a living entity gives up this material embodiment and enters into the spiritual world, he revives his spiritual body, and in his spiritual body he can see the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face. He can hear and speak to him face to face, and he can understand the Supreme Personality as he is. From Smriti also it is understood, Basanti Yatra Purushaha Sarve Vaikuntha Murtaya. In the spiritual planets, everyone lives in bodies featured like the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As far as bodily construction is concerned, there is no difference between the part and parcel living entity and the expansions of Vishnumurti. I read that again. As far as bodily construction is concerned, there is no difference between the part and parcel living entities and the expansions of Vishnumurti. In other words, at liberation, the living entity gets a spiritual body by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The words Mama, Mamai Vangsa, fragmental parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord, are also very significant. The fragmental portion of the Supreme Lord is not like some material broken part. We have already understood in the second chapter that the spirit cannot be cut into pieces. This fragment is not materially conceived. It is not like matter, which can be cut into pieces and joined together again. That conception is not applicable here because the Sanskrit word sanatan, eternal, is used. The fragmental portion is eternal. It is also stated in the beginning of the second chapter that in each and every individual body, the fragmental portion of the Supreme Lord is present. Dehinosmin jata dehe. That fragmental portion, when liberated from the bodily entanglement, revives its original spiritual body in the spiritual sky, in a spiritual planet, and enjoys association with the Supreme Lord. It is, however, understood here that the living entity, being the fragmental part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, is qualitatively one with the Lord, just as the parts and parcels of gold are also gold.
So, in this verse, Prabhupada, at the beginning and at the end, make a very clear point, actually, is that the soul, so us and others living entity, we are eternal fragment of the Supreme, actually. And the quality is the same, but the quantity is different. And in this verse, at the end of the purport, use the analogy of the gold, that the piece of gold is similar to the old quantity of gold that is in the mind, actually. And often Prabhupada uses another example, as a drop of water from the ocean. If you take a drop of water from the ocean, the quality is the same than the whole ocean, but the quantity is very small, actually. And this is our position, our size, actually, because spirit soul, as we heard from Bhagavad Gita, you take a hair, you cut in 100 pieces, you take one piece, you cut again in 100 times, and this is the size of the soul. So we are extremely small, actually. And in qualities, similar to the qualities of the Lord, because we are spiritual. And the verse talk also about the struggle for existence due to the senses, due to the mind. And Prabhupada in the purport mentioned that the most struggle is given by the mind, actually, and the senses, because there is a verse that says that the conditioned soul, bewildered by the false ego, thinks to be the doer of his action, but actually they are done by material nature. So it's not really our action who put us in trouble and struggle for existence. It's our mind who concoct various false ideas and give us a lot of trouble. Like Prabhupada said in the Prabhat, if the mind is in the mood of goodness, then people will act properly. If the mind is in the mood of passion, then it will be anxiety. In the mood of goodness, degradation. So our nature is spiritual. So spiritual life, devotional self, means to rise above the mode of nature and to be engaged in Krishna service, in eternal activities actually. And at this time we could realize that there is no problem. And for example, as a devotee, when we became Hare Krishna, very quickly we could see that Krishna is taking care about everything. Like the resident of Radhadesh, for example, they have no problem to sleep, to eat, no trouble actually, they don't have to think about it even. No bills to pay, nothing to be taken care of. And in my case, I'm living outside to the temple, and now I get some experience that, okay, I have things to pay, my life is going on, and I could see that according to my state of mind, in the same situation, with the same thing I have to face in life, I could be in anxiety, or I could be peaceful, or I could be very happy in Krishna consciousness. So it's really the mind who drives us here and there and make all trouble in our life, because our external circumstances in life, they don't change from one minute to the other. Life is just going on, actually. And Prabhupada make it quite clear in this purport. And he talk also about the quality of the little independence that we have actually. I have a problem with that. No, it's okay. He talk about the independence of the living entity actually. That all of us, we have a certain amount of independence to choose what we want to do actually. And according to our choice, the living entity could be under the mode of material nature, under the condition of Maya, or could be situated in its proper position in spiritual consciousness, in Krishna consciousness. So this little freedom we have is very important actually for our daily life, for our future also, to reach the spiritual world actually. So the decision we do every day, every minute, will define our position actually. And Prabhupada makes, yes, at the beginning, at the end, that point very clear actually. The eternal fragment of the soul, like the eternal, position of the soul, that is not that the soul gets some independence, and by practicing devotional service, he will again become one with the Lord actually, because Prabhupada used the example of a material particle. If you take something, you break it in pieces, he's making many pieces. But regarding the fragmental spirit soul, it's not that it was a big piece of spirit soul and it was broken and there is many jiva, and gradually they will come back together to make one big universal soul. It's not like this regarding the jiva actually. We are eternally individual. And we was like this in the past, we are like this now, and will be forever actually. So again, Prabhupada emphasized about this false idea of impersonalism actually. Like devotional service means person actually, means two persons, the servant and the master Krishna. And this is our natural position. don't know if someone even have some comment or some question. Here, Krishna is talking about the soul, actually. So the soul, if we see the position of the soul in the body, when the mind, the senses are always demanding, always I want this, I want that, going here and there. The mind is also demanding a lot, completely unstable. So the soul is really struggling because suffering is coming due to this, all these activities. I think in that case it's not a struggle according to what the living entity is doing with the body for its existence, actually. It seems to me that it's more about what the soul is really going through according to the anxiety, because when a spirit soul is under the mode of nature, is under the mode of passion, ignorance, and so many struggles came, as for example fear, anxiety, there is no peace. I think it's more about that kind of struggle. Because the covering of the soul is, there is a gross body, there is the subtle body, there is all the anatta that cover the heart, all the karmic reaction also will never stop to come, and those reactions create future reaction too. So the only way for the spirit soul to get free from that is not to be in the mode of goodness, is to come to the platform of devotional service. And actually the only real way to get free from that struggle is to learn to chant Hare Krishna and to practice devotional service, because if not, struggle will be there all the time. We hear it often that actually Prabhupada say, in this material world there is no happiness. Because happiness is not real happiness, because it's just the fruit of the karma, and in the future it will bring suffering. Because we get some happiness, when we get it we are happy, but as soon happiness disappears, we are miserable. So actually the only way to get free from the struggle of existence is to become Krishna conscious. And it's not by getting a good job, or it's not by getting anything. If you see the example of Prahlad Maharaj, His father was the biggest demon. He tried to kill him. He tried to torture him. And Prahlad Maharaj was the only way he get free from those type of suffering, because he was in a difficult position. He was not such a happy situation, the life of Prahlad Maharaj. But he was always remembering the Lord, and he was inside peaceful, inside happy. So this is the way to get free from the struggle of the senses and the mind. Because maybe Prahlad Maharaj, or even, for example, Haridas Thakur, when he was beating in marketplace, they beat him, they torture him. So from a materialistic viewpoint of life, it's suffering. If someone beat you, you know, you get suffering. But inside he was completely Krishna conscious. He was chanting the name of the Lord. So he was free from the struggle of the senses and the mind. So this struggle actually, when Prabhupada talk about, is mostly due to the mind and also the senses, but mostly to the mind. Yeah. Because in this world there is always problem, it will be always so-called problem. If we see them as a problem, because we just see through the mind. So if the mind is in Krishna consciousness, actually we know there is no real problem, because everything is some arrangement for me to learn something and to progress. And Krishna make arrangement, interaction between devotees, people, everything. So when we start to see with the perspective, or this person is doing this to me, or this devotee, he could do this better because of this and that, then it's a source of anxiety, source of trouble. But if you remember, okay, I'm here, there is this situation, I'm supposed to be here because I have something to learn, we remember that this is Krishna's arrangement. So automatically, if we remember Krishna in those type of situation, it's not a real problem, because we know that in the future anyway will be better, because it's an arrangement of Krishna. So if we connect the mind, the senses to Krishna, we get free from those problems actually, those anxiety, and we get peaceful. And as a devotee, we know that the basic things we have to do to be Krishna conscious, let's say during the day, is to chant our own, to try the best we could to be attentive, and we will get the resolve actually. And yeah, we heard this quite often. Material life means struggle for existence. No, I don't think it's not this one, it's another one you are talking about. In one sense, if we see, even as a devotee, to get something done, we need a lot of effort actually. So in material life anyway, we have to work very hard and to, in one sense, struggle. But for what are we struggling in life? If we work hard, if we endeavor to make some arrangement for Krishna consciousness, we have to put some energy, maybe some suffering, but the purpose and the goal are for the pleasure of Krishna. And in material life, people, they work very hard, they struggle, but to get some egoistic satisfaction. But anyway, in that sense, there is a struggle, because material nature, as soon you are in contact with material nature, it means pain, it means working hard and struggle in that way. But I think in that verse, when the word struggling is more referring to the pain that the life is giving. And in the Prabhupada, Prabhupada speak very much about the eternal, the soul actually, the part and parcel. He just talk a little bit about the mind in the different mode of nature. Actually, the mind, it could be the best friend or it could be the worst enemy. So if the mind is properly situated, it could be a very powerful tool in life. But if you get too much disturbed by the senses, you know, then it's a source of pain and a lot of struggle. What we could call mental disease, if we really go far. So the best way to make the mind calm and peaceful is to connect him to the Supreme Personality of God, actually. There is various ways, there is different religion. So if you approach God with an humble position, you know, in the mood of taking shelter in God, then automatically your mind will take a more peaceful position. In our philosophy, our practice, we chant the Maha Mantra Hare Krishna, and we use our body to serve Krishna, to serve the devotees. And when we engage the body, the tongue, when we chant, and the mind automatically follow. Then when the mind is engaging in spiritual activities, it is very peaceful, very calm actually. Yeah. So it's a very good way to get a peaceful mind, actually. Yeah. Because the quality of the mind is just to accept or to reject. The mind doesn't do anything else. I like this, I don't like this. I want that, I don't want this anymore. So it could go like this all the time. And when the mind gets too much freedom, then automatically we will get some suffering. Very soon. Yeah. There is a very nice pictures in Bhagavad Gita that show this actually, with the five horse and the chariot, and I can show you if you want after the class. And 7:20. Okay. So I don't know if you have some, because about this struggle personally, I cannot say very much about this, these two different, let's say, vision about struggle for existence. I don't know if you have something in the mind or if you want to. I'm sorry, we cannot stay like this in the temple room. Thank you. Yes. Yes. Yeah, maybe because the point you make, like if you misuse our free will, if you choose the wrong way, then automatically it will be less. If we choose Krishna's consciousness way, Krishna will provide everything, so we don't really have to struggle to get what we need actually. And we choose for a more simple life too. But if we choose the other part, everybody is greedy. Everybody wants to take the maximum. So you have a piece of cake, and so many persons jump on it to try to take the most. So in that way also, they may have to really struggle to get something, because it's a big fight amongst everyone, actually. And for example, I have a small business when I produce and sell prasadam. I could relate to what you say, because I can see the competition. I can see how everybody is greedy, and everybody wants to get the maximum they could. So yeah, in that way, he's also struggled, and it's true that from one viewpoint, you have to learn. I will talk about, for example, what I'm going through. We have to learn to understand how material nature is working, because we could be cheated. You know, someone could just come and take the thing just in front of us. So in one sense, it's true that there is also an individual struggle to get the things on the material platform. Yeah. Mm. And this also is like, I remember the verse of the Shikshastakam, and when we pray that, actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prayed that, I want to be a fragment of dust on your lotus feet, you know. So this is actually, we could see our real size actually, a fragment of dust under the, to take shelter on the lotus feet of the Lord actually. And actually I will also speak for me, but I forget. Actually, I could see how I'm not really conscious of my real nature, my real position, because I heard this in a class. I don't remember which Swami was talking about. He said, actually, we don't really have other option to be humble, actually. Because if we really see our size, there is nothing else to do, to take shelter and take a very low position, actually. Because again, the Shikshastakam is talking about lower than a blade of grass. But actually, the soul is already lower than a blade of grass. We don't have to go inside the blade of grass to become small. We're already smaller than the blade of grass. So if we remember that, actually we could, you know, yes, I'm very small and I need your help. Okay. So the kirtan will start. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.